This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Today on the podcast, Donald Trump's 2020 launch. Now, as many of you know, the president actually announced for re-election the same time he was inaugurated as president, earlier than any of his predecessors. Donald Trump, on Inauguration Day, opened up his FEC account and officially then launched his reelection campaign. But tonight in Orlando, Florida, Donald Trump is going to do the official launch rally. Now, again, over the last 2 years, Donald Trump has held campaign rallies that were put up by his reelection campaign that has been in operation. But today, tonight is the one marking the moment that Donald Trump and his campaign team are turning to officially launch the reelection effort, that this is going to be more and more now part of the president's time, his campaign for reelection. And what is pretty noteworthy is that Donald Trump is starting his 2020 effort quite similarly in terms of messaging as he started his successful 2016 effort. If there is any doubt about the way in which Donald Trump thinks he needs to run in order to win, let that doubt be put to rest when he took to Twitter last night to announce, "Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in. Mexico, using their strong immigration laws, is doing a very good job of stopping people long before they get to our southern border." And he goes on to say, "The only people aren't acting here are the Democrats in Congress. They must vote to get rid of the loopholes and fix asylum. If so, border crisis will end quickly." So Donald Trump, if you recall, is basically here laying out a deportation force. By the way, nobody at the Department of Homeland Security seemed to be expecting this tweet. Questions about the policy here and what's going to happen are being referred to the White House. But apart from the substance of this, the politics of this is that just like when he rode that escalator down 4 years ago and talked about Mexicans being rapists, Donald Trump again is trying to tap a vein in American politics of stirring up fear of the other, fear of the foreigner, as a way to energize voters, rally supporters, get them enthused. And that is what he chose to sort of frame, launch, and sort of program as the lead-up conversation across cable news, social media, what have you, to his big campaign rally tonight. As for the rally this evening, I think it's taking place at a 20 or 25,000 seat arena, and there are many more people expected to watch on a big screen outside. Donald Trump is getting the crowd count wrong, which may not surprise many people, but when he talks about how many people have been lined up for days. But there are reports of 50 to 250 people now that had been sort of camping out, pitching tents, and waiting for Donald Trump's big reelection rally tonight in Orlando. Now, say what you will about the president tapping into this anti-immigrant strain or misreporting of the numbers of people who showed up to pitch tents. But let me tell you something. It is not the norm in American politics that people are pitching tents and sleeping outside overnight before a presidential candidate's rally, even one for an incumbent president. You know, when Joe Biden's campaign calls to tell us that people are pitching tents and sleeping outside 24 to 48 hours in advance to make sure they can get into a Joe Biden rally, I will stand up and take note of that. But this, I think, does get at the unique quality that Donald Trump brings to American politics. He still, among his core supporters, It is a rock star. It is a traveling show. This is something, and you know, for all the talk about, oh, the surprise election result in 2016. One thing I think it is fair to say that the press did not miss in 2016 is sort of the Trump phenomenon. Because any journalist who's ever covered campaigns would go to a Trump event and see something different that they had never seen before elsewhere. And that was a ton of people, an energy, a commitment, a loyal following, sort of a tent revival in American politics in many ways. And we're seeing that again. That hasn't disappeared as an element of Donald Trump's campaign. And I think that that is worth noting, because that kind of passion and energy among core supporters, that has real impact on a candidate's ability to get votes. So I don't dismiss that kind of commitment and energy from his supporters at all. He will be there in Orlando tonight with the First Lady, Melania, and for the first time together at a Trump rally since the 2016 campaign, Mike Pence, the vice president, will be joining the president for this as well. The message, the framing of Trump's reelection message is promises made, promises kept. We've seen those banners over the course of the last year or so. Obviously, not all the promises made have been kept. Trump promised to repeal and replace Obamacare. That has not happened. Trump promised to build the wall, famously, along the southern border. That has not happened. So just to name a couple of the highest profile promises. But the economic factors, low unemployment, wage growth, a stock market that seems to be doing well, Donald Trump will have a lot on the economy to point to. He will have a lot on his agenda, conservative judges, tax reform to point to as promises made, promises kept. But I'm curious to see how much tonight is about selling what Trump has done and his vision for what more can be done versus how much is vintage Donald Trump airing of grievances, bashing of the media, bashing of all of his Democratic opponents. You know, anytime you expect something different from Donald Trump, you're probably disappointed. I would not expect something very different tonight from Donald Trump than we've seen. But it is a moment in time where he's going to frame his reelect. And does that seem tonight to be a coherent, pithy pitch to the American people of why he deserves another 4 years? Or is this going to be the rambling and chaotic and compelling and entertaining and offensive to many Donald Trump show that we've grown accustomed to? What kind of discipline does Donald Trump want to put into this event tonight versus just feeding off the crowd? Those are all the questions that remain to be seen. But mark it down. This is a turning point in this campaign season where the president really is moving from president to candidate Trump yet again, this time running as an incumbent. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.